some breaking news.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch will not include Luke Musgrave checking in at number 20 on the list of most important Packers. Nor will we debate who belongs on the four-person Badger football Mount Rushmore, or the odds of T.J. Watt being acquired by the Packers. That is because there has been a seismic moment from our guy John Horst, the general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks. I think we were his first radio show he ever did. Like, he did the show the day he got hired. We were at the AmFam Championship.
Okay. Text him, see if he's available. Text him, see if he can jump on.
We may have to settle for Justin Garcia today. He's got a few balls he's juggling himself, but not as many as John Horst is. All right, so again, to recap, this is a little bit like the Steelers-Dolphins trade, that pieces just kept coming out, but much bigger if you are a Wisconsin sports fan. So it begins with the acquisition in free agency of Miles Turner, Indiana Pacers big man, now agreeing, per Sham Sharania, to a four-year, $107 million deal with the Bucks. And as Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike was on with us and that occurred, he was trying to do, and being very responsible, very Wildean, not conjecturing on if this made the Bucks the favorites in the East and this, that, and the other, because he didn't know how they were paying this, given the limitations of the salary cap and aprons and everything else. Well, that shoe then dropped from Sham shortly thereafter. The Milwaukee Bucks are waiving Damian Lillard and stretching the remaining $113 million on his contract in order to acquire Miles Turner. They are basically paying that off, at least in terms of the cap, over the next 5 years. And Lillard, who was expected to miss most, if not all, of the 25-26 season after rupturing his Achilles, is no longer a Buck. Tausch, there are two moments in this show more than any other that I remember. Kissing Cousins, the headline, and then the Packers and Vikings actually did tie. And Dame time, Dame time. You were way ahead of the curve on the Milwaukee Bucks acquiring Damian Lillard. It's not the only time you've been ahead of the curve. It happens a lot. But wow.
Yeah.
Your reaction to what they have put together with the guys they've kept. We were just talking about how they got Gary Trent Jr. for a song. Now they've added, they've subtracted from their biggest rival in the division and in the conference. And they created spending flexibility by moving on from Damian Lillard, who I know you were excited about when they added him. What are your Bucks emotions right now?
Mixed. Very mixed. I think for all of us that watched the hot potato game and this team getting knocked out in the first round, it was one or two seasons, and now it's three. You start wondering, all right, A, how much longer will Giannis continue to have this? Because we all understand this is Giannis's operation. When he's gone, it's a whole going to be whatever it's going to look like. That is always the top concern. I still believe the Bucks did the right thing in swinging for the fences and bringing Dame in. Sometimes these things just don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Would it have worked had Dame stayed healthy? I don't think so. I don't think it would have, because for whatever reason, his first year, he said that wasn't able to work out and wasn't able to be the player that we needed him to be. He is a closer. We saw it in Portland. He's somebody that likes having the ball in his hands. He makes clutch shots. That's what I felt like the Bucks needed. And when you make the trades, they gave up a lot. it didn't work. And Ron Wolf would always say, it's not bad to, you know, you're going to make bad picks. Just don't let it sit there and fester and make it worse as you keep going. And this is the unfortunate part, because Dame Lillard, by all accounts, is a good dude. He's a good teammate. He's obviously one of the top 75 players of all time. That's voted on by whomever did that. But it didn't work in Milwaukee. And once he ruptured his Achilles, sports are hard, man. And it's cold-blooded, and I'm sure it's a gut punch. But at least it's a gut punch that you're getting $113 million for. Dame will see all of that. That's good for him. He will come back, and he'll play for somebody else. The Milwaukee Bucks, instead of stewing and crying and saying, oh, this ain't fair, and da, 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 they decided to do something big and bold. And it's going to be expensive. And that's what they did. And they're giving themselves a chance to keep Giannis. They're giving themselves a chance in an Eastern Conference where Jason Tatum is out, where Tyrese Halliburton is out. I don't know where this leads them, but when I asked Evan Cohen that question and he wouldn't answer it, it was because I think he tried to figure, how can this work? Who else do they have to give up? Well, they're giving up somebody now that was not going to play for them next season. If at best it would have been April. So I give the Bucks credit. They keep swinging. A lot of times you strike out when you swing. But what I certainly don't want them to do, and I tell this to our kids, don't go down with the bat on your shoulder. At least take a big cut or try to fight stuff off and live for another pitch. Today was battling this off, and you're fighting for another pitch, and it's unfortunate because I do feel bad. I would have loved to have seen a healthy Damian Lillard with this team, but sports have a way of kind of catching up to you, and Father Time is undefeated. The Bucks noticed that, made this move, and now I think the future, even though it's painful for us that like Dame Time, the future is much better today than it was yesterday for this team.
All right, so we've got we've heard back from our Bucks buddy, Justin Garcia. He will join us at 11:15. So we've put up the Buck signal as opposed to the bat signal, and he will join us at 11:15. We want to get your reactions to this.
What do you think?
I think I'm going to give the phone number first. The Carbless Talk and text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and text line. Liz is more. How do you feel about this? How do you feel about the end of the Damian Lillard era? How do you feel about the Bucks being aggressive here in a wide-open Eastern Conference because of some major injuries suffered by key players for both the Pacers and the Celtics? And the New York Knicks already haven't gone through the draft, and they still are going through free agency, and they don't have a coach. Here's what I think. I hate what-ifs, but I tend to live in a what-if world when it comes to sports. I always wonder, what if this hadn't happened, or what if this had happened? I would love to have Doc Brown's time machine and drive the DeLorean 2 years back, and I would love to see what healthy Damian Lillard and healthy Giannis Antetokounmpo can do together. We never got to see that, and now it's over. But you're paying him $56 million this year to not play, right? And $57 million next year? I didn't know that. I'm not an NBA guy. This is not my area of expertise. You want to talk about the Packers and the salary cap in the NFL? I have a much better understanding. I'm no Ken Ingles, but I do understand it. The reality is, they were going to be paying him and probably not getting the best of him, whether it's the year he's going to miss or the year after his ruptured Achilles. This strikes me as an incredibly smart, although painful financially, move. You had to pay him this either way if you were keeping him. And no one was taking him off your hands, right? No one was going to acquire him to just carry that contract and then have it expire 2 years from now. So this strikes me as a team that is putting its money where its mouth is when it comes to We want Giannis to believe that we are busting our tails to be a contender and make him want to stay here. Mm-hmm. This makes me think that they're pretty – John Horst is a pretty smart guy.
There's no gap here. Listen, when you have a star like Giannis and he's aging, you can't just say, let's wait and hope. Hope is not a strategy, and waiting when someone is at the back end, when someone is in the middle of their career, they're not interested in waiting a year. Stars ain't interested in the wait game. They're interested in winning and now, and you figure it out, or we're not going to do it. And I don't know. I'm not saying there's any ultimatums made. I think everybody understands the drive that Giannis has. And I kept thinking when I saw the signings last night, well, is running it back? And I was going to actually bring that up. Run it back. Run what back? Going to run this back? And run it back without Dame? That ain't running it back. That's just sitting in neutral at best.
Idling.
This at least, hey, you're putting a car in gear and you're going. I don't know if you're going to get to your end destination, but I know this. You're at least out of the starting blocks. And then you figure out what else you got. We'll find out how that all plays out. I give a lot of credit because this is, you said it, it's going to be expensive and it's going to be painful, especially if you don't get a championship, but at least you put the car in gear and you're getting off and you're going. And in an Eastern Conference, that's going to be half the battle because there are going to be teams, the Celtics, they're in reverse.
Yes.
The Indiana Pacers, they're now in big-time reverse, and their tires are blown out. So the New Yorkers, and you got some squads that are going to be going. Orlando, there's teams that are moving.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of them got a stud? One of the all-time great players that's driving their car. I don't think anybody. So we'll see.
So we will see, but as of right now, would you agree that this is a time for you to raise a Coors Light and toast to John Horst for not running it back in neutral?
So the beautiful part, because I was a Dame guy. I think I love the way Dame's wired. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Sometimes Coors Light, you celebrate a lot with Coors Light. Sometimes it's a little conciliatory. That's the beauty of Coors Light. You can have it both because it's got it all. Coors Light is brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and it's cold packaged. And it is made to chill, and sometimes you just got to sit back and chill. It's going to be hot out this weekend. 4th of July, lake life, boat life, parade life, baseball
conciliatory life,
Coors Light. 102 calories, and it is made to chill. Subway responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Oh, those icy blue conciliatory mountains of Coors Light. That's a great word. Can you spell it?
Yes. I can. Can you?
Not without typing it out to make sure that I'm not missing any L's or I's, to be honest. All right. We're going
to
go to the phones.
To be honest.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. The Milwaukee Bucks are definitely not sitting in neutral. And I don't know how many times in sports, in Wisconsin sports, this kind of stuff happens where you're like pretty much completely blindsided. I think the day that Julius Peppers posted photos of himself inside Lambeau Field. And
that
none,
was like a Saturday morning, though.
I remember that. And none of the NFL insiders had any idea that he was signing with the Packers. And by the way, they went to two NFC championship games in 3 years that they had him. He turned out to be a really good and largely inexpensive late in his career signing. But no, who saw that coming? I didn't. Charles Woodson got off to a little bit of a rocky start, as you've told us before. Didn't really want to come here. Didn't see Charles Woodson playing for the Packers, especially with Ted Thompson doing the signing. But that happened. I was blindsided by that. This one, in the Bucks realm, this one you're blindsided by a little bit.
This is big. Yeah, and can I explain the provision as I just got this from the Sports Business Classroom CPA, what this means, since we didn't really, I don't think, delved into it?
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with
years
that.
Years left on the contract multiplied by 2 plus 1. The contract for Damian Lillard stretched over 5 years at $22,516,000 each year. The maximum amount of salary stretch cannot exceed 15% of the salary cap. Guess what 15% of next year's cap will be? $23,197. So a little less than $1 million more is the maximum you could take against the cap. That's what the Milwaukee Bucks are doing.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That's the Carbless talk and text line. How are you feeling about what the Bucks have done today, July 1st, 2025? We'll get to your calls and texts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Again, if you're just joining us, you haven't been on social media, the Milwaukee Bucks are signing Miles Turner in free agency away from the Indiana Pacers. And to finance that move, they have, or intend to, waive Damian Lillard after two star-crossed seasons in Milwaukee.
I don't know. I mean, just, what does star-crossed mean? I guess I need an explanation. What does that mean?
Star-crossed is a phrase that, it didn't go well. It was jinxed.
I thought it meant something else. Yeah, it didn't go well.
No, I think it's from Shakespeare. I'm not sure about that. Somebody fact-check me on that. But anyway, it did not go the way they'd hoped.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, can you bring Taylor Swift instead of Shakespeare? Oh, is that Bill Shakespeare over there? Oh, that's Billy Shakespeare. Thank you.
I just was trying to be accurate. All right, so anyway, Dame Time has struck 12. Is that a can I reference Cinderella, or is that too old school, too Dallas?
You can do whatever you want. I just want you to be able to explain your work. That's all.
Let's get to a call, and then we'll get to more since we're playing catch-up as the clock.
Somebody just texted me, Romeo and Juliet. Is that what you're implying?
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet. They're star-crossed lovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Thank you, whoever texted Tausch. Let's go to the phones, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. Let's start in Jesse's favorite city, Maguanago, Wisconsin. And speak to Diana. Diana, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It is kind of a sad situation, the way that, you know, Dame is getting released from the Milwaukee Bucks. But they need to do what they need to do to keep Giannis in Milwaukee.
Amen to that. So your overarching feeling today is what? Sadness or excitement that they're not just running it back in neutral, as Tausch put it?
Kind of both. It's a sad situation, the way they're getting rid of Dame because he's injured. That's a horrible way to kind of go out. But at the same time, at least they're trying to better the team. I'm glad they're keeping Bobby Portis. I'm glad they re-signed him. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they signed KBJ. Is that correct? To a 2-year?
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing. So at least we're moving forward and we're not going backward. So I'm happy with that. It's just the way the Dame thing turned out. that's kind of sad.
It is sad. It was not what Tausch was hoping for when he did his infamous GIF. Thanks for the call, Diana. I will say this, in fairness, it sucks to be released this way while you're also rehabbing from a ruptured Achilles that you suffered, what, a month, 6 weeks ago? But unlike the NFL, he gets every penny of that.
And he can double dip.
Mm-hmm.
Miami Heat will – here's the deal. Miami Heat will sign him, and he'll be playing for them in April or May. So he'll get this. He gets all this bread. It's Bobby Bonilla Day for everybody that doesn't know. He gets that deferred payment, the $1.2 million for another 10 or 12 years. So I get it. And for Dame, it does suck. There is no doubt. But let's not – I don't think we need to be shedding a ton of tears. This is the business – and their business is a heck of a lot better than the NFL's business.
Yeah.
The NFL's business, they tell you, hey, go rehab somewhere else, get kick rocks, you're gone. Dame, they're saying, hey, man, this sucks. Here's $113 million to cry and use those. And money is not the answer to everything. I am not saying that. But in this case, we can feel bad about the opportunity that everybody had that didn't work. But from a financial standpoint, Dollar Dame's got lots of dollars that he's going to be getting, and he's going to be getting more, and he's going to get an opportunity. By the way, he never wanted to play in Milwaukee.
No,
they kind of forced his hand to do it. He wanted to go to Miami. So for all of us that are sitting here and, again, feel your feelings, as my daughter eloquently puts, but I think Dame, when he looks back at this, is going to say, we tried, we swung. Now I get to go where I wanted to go. I'm not going to be paying state income tax. I'm going to be doubling up, and I'm going to be getting $113 million from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah. Not bad at all. I was hoping that we'd have more time for me to make this grand announcement, but instead I will just say we are really excited to have a new partner on Wilde and Tausch. It is Lakeland Supply. Had some great conversations with their team. We're so excited to have them on board. Core values are an important piece to any successful business, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in their industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. Those sound like our core values. They're ISO certified, they're a Future 50 winner, they're top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to our community. Lakeland isn't one of those catalog companies either. They work to be your packaging and supply expert, building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better, so set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Again, that's lakelandsupply.com. And welcome aboard to Lakeland Supply on Wilde and Tausch. We'll get to more of your calls next.
Oh,
no, now what?
Boy. I'm going to tease this. We just got something from Chris Haynes, and Milwaukee Bucks fans are going to want to hear this as we're working through our feelings this morning. Again, it's a report. I will tell you, or Jason, will tell you what that report is about how Giannis is feeling about this move to get rid of Dollar Dame.
Oh, no.
This is just a flurry of feelings this morning, and we're going to feel them, and we're going to feel them with you. What's the number again, J-Dub?
844-770-3776.
Can't we do a TTT?
Do you know the number or
a TTT?
Not?
We were at the doorstep. We had a foot out the door, and I brought it back.
We had a TTT.
I forgot the crock pot.
It's an emotional day for Bucks fans. I had a tag team tease, which we never do. We just did it. We'll hear from you next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Take my heart, don't break it. Love me to my bones. All this time I've wasted. You were right there all along. You and I start. Intertwining songs. We were never strangers.
Tausch, the big teaser. I want to get to more calls, but before that, tell us what you saw from Chris Haynes.
Well, Chris Haynes basically said Giannis doesn't like it. Doesn't like the fact that Dalla Dame got released. Now,
all right, so
what does that mean? I don't know. But obviously, Chris Haynes probably reached out to someone, either Giannis adjacent or Giannis himself. Giannis isn't going to be happy that Dalla Dame got released. But Giannis, I would think, he's going to care about what is this going to mean for this team this season with this organization. And Damian Lillard was not going to play this year. The Bucks are spending. I think players, all they want to see is effort and that you're willing to spend. The Bucks have proven that they are definitely willing to do both.
Okay, so I don't know if this is a source off or what this is, and I want to get to more calls. But within Shams' story at ESPN.com, I'm going to read this one sentence to you. Turner and Antetokounmpo both valued the opportunity to partner together on the court during the process, sources told ESPN. Also saying that Giannis was recruiting Turner to come to the Bucks.
Ooh.
But in order for him to come to the Bucks, the only way he could come to the Bucks was if they released Damian Lillard. So
yeah,
I assume
Jason, you can be torn on things, right?
Sure, but you also want to look. Let me just finish briefly. I'm Giannis, I want people to also know and feel like I'm bummed for my guy that I was excited about partnering with, right? Like it's good teammating to come out there and kind of put that out there, right? So I just want to be careful that now that there's different things flying around, we don't swallow everything whole and just say, well, all of it's true. Because, I don't know, maybe he's saying that because it sounds good to whoever is telling Chris Haynes that. I don't know. That's not my – I thought Haynes was a Dame guy. Didn't he narrate Behind the Bucks?
I don't care about all that. Yeah, well, you understand where people are coming from with their relationships, but you put that out there. He didn't say Dame feels bad. He said Giannis feels bad.
Indeed.
So to your point where I was interjecting was he can do both. Like you are Johnny Nuance. This is an obviously very nuanced situation. And I think Giannis has proven that he cares about his teammates. He appreciates them. And you can do both, but always having what is in your best interest and your team's best interest at heart, but still be empathetic and have feel those feelings about where you're at with how today is transpiring from a Bucks standpoint.
All right. A lot of moving pieces here. We want to keep getting your reactions. We're going to push trivia back to a little bit later in the show. 844-770-3776. I'm sorry if you have been on hold. We will get to you next, I promise. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Brewers.
Jacob Mizorowski gives shades of Randy Johnson. Mm. He has the stuff to challenge Pirates phenom Paul Skeens as the most dominant pitcher in the National League.
Nobody covers the crew like 100.5 ESPN, Madison's home of the Brewers.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't want to win.
Let's get to your phone calls right away. And again, sorry to be juggling everything. We're trying to get to everybody. Also, the Bucks have signed another player.
Slow down a little, guys. Jeez.
Wow. This is just like Packers free agency. Gary Harris. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not familiar with his game.
Michigan State guy.
Okay. Signing a 2-year deal with a player option on the second season.
You guys, you need to get more Michigan State guys on your team.
Oh, that's Tom Izzo.
Tom Izzo weighs in.
Okay. Yeah,
Izzo.
Okay, yeah. There's never been a better reason to go to the phones than that right there. Let's start with Troy in Mount Horeb.
Still a better pirate.
Welcome to Izzo and Tausch. How you doing?
Oh, my God. That was a great Tom Izzo, by the way.
No,
I got
it
right
was
away.
Not a babe. Let's go.
You're such a liar, Troy.
You know, Giannis probably feels like your first caller did. You know, good, bad, you know, kind of in the middle there. But I'm as excited about what happened today so far as I was when they signed Lillard or traded for Lillard. Because, I, you know, that didn't work out. But, you know, Miles Turner's a lot younger, and Miles Turner wants to come here. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't have signed here. So he's a free agent. So he's not to trade. So he wants to come here. And we're getting him from Indiana, which hurts them and helps us. So this is amazing. This really is. And I don't think anybody knew about you could cut a guy and spread their payment out for 5 years as far as the cap goes either. So, I mean, this is all just great.
I love it. I love the positivity, Troy. Yeah, for
sure. I love it.
And I don't love the fact that you told Tausch that his Tom Izzo was so good. But other than that, great call.
I think he was joking.
I know he was.
What?
What makes you think that your great Tom Izzo impression was the subject of a joke?
Because there was genuine laughter, like joyous laughter from him.
Indeed.
And I love bringing people joyous laughter. That's what I enjoy.
Let's get to one more call before we kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Let's see if Chris in Muskego is equally joyous with what has occurred so far this morning with the Milwaukee Bucks. Chris, good morning. I know you're probably calling us right from next to Jesse's statue, since we're giving out statues a lot these days, apparently, in Muskego. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love the Turner deal. I love the Porter signing. I love them extending the contracts of the younger guys. And unlike Tausch, I never wanted Lillard here to be first place. Too much to give up the future of 5 years of next half a decade with no first-round picks. Not that Horst knows how to draft anybody. But I wish Horst would have been extended for another couple of years. I think that contract should have played out to see how they do after this year. But everything they've done today in the last couple of days, I really like. I just hope that Horst stops chasing after old guys at the end of their careers that wind up giving up first-round picks and don't making it happen. But I love what was happening today, and go Bucks.
All right. Good call, Chris. Now, Tausch, you were on the front end.
How old is Miles Turner, Jason? How old is Miles?
29. I literally just looked that up, so good job. Yeah, 29.
That's good. So I
same age
I think,
as Miles Garrett.
While the Dame Lillard trade, I understand. He was 34, 35 when the Bucks went and got him. Guys are playing longer, but sports, the NFL is obviously a lot different than the NBA, but youth and guys in their prime are still, that's still where you want to live. There are outliers like LeBron James, and then there's guys that get old quick. And in Dalla Dame's case, again, I still believe it was the right move. It just didn't work. And that happens. But you took the big swings. Who knows what happens if you would it have changed things drastically if Dame wasn't here? We'll never know. Because you did allocate a lot of resources and you have given up a lot. But what I have learned is that this Milwaukee Bucks team, which there's other teams that people and fans get upset with because they don't feel like their ownership groups are spending and doing everything that they can to win. And for as much as I give Jimmy Haslam grief, you could say a lot, this team is not shorting itself anything. They are going for it. And whether or not it's going to work, I don't know, but they are – they're not just letting the car sit there and say, waiting for great financing on what they're doing. They are spending, and they're worrying about how it's all going to run later. And I think from a fan standpoint, that should make you excited.
It should, and I think that is the overarching feeling. We'll get to some of your text messages on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 844-770-3776, when we kick off the 11 o'clock hour, which we will do in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Clock hour of Wilde and Tausch on this big Bucks news day.
Woo!
Again, if you're just tuning in, you've been in a meeting. The Milwaukee Bucks are signing Miles Turner in free agency away from the Indiana Pacers, and they are waiving Damian Lillard on the hook for $113 million. We've been taking your reactions. We'll get to some of your texts. We've got Justin Garcia, our Bucks buddy, to help us understand this coming up in a few minutes. But another guy we have a lot of respect for is Brian Windhorst.
Uh-huh.
Jesse, if you're listening in Madison, you just heard the Sports Center. That was just an abbreviated portion of what Windy said in reaction to this news. Jesse's got the full clip from our buddy Windy.
I love this quote, man. This is good.
It is good quote. And it also maybe dampers a little of your enthusiasm when he puts it in the perspective that he does. Here is Brian Windhorst on the Bucks' maneuvers today.
This is mortgaging your mortgage to buy a sports car. I guess if you get the girl, which is Giannis in this case, for the next 5 years, Damian Lillard will appear on the Milwaukee Bucks cap sheet for $23 million, give or take. And I've got executives texting me saying, Miles Turner isn't even dramatically better than Brook Lopez. Miles Turner is a excellent center who's a basket defender. He is not an all-star. So they are going to be paying Miles Turner $26 million, and they are going to be paying Dame Lillard $23 million for the foreseeable future. So this is going to basically become a $50 million salary slot so that they can hope that Giannis doesn't demand a trade.
Yeah, all fair. Now, I do want to add this. Miles Turner is 29 years old. Brook Lopez just turned 37. So they may have gotten Brook Lopez 2.0, but he's also, it's a little bit like moving on from Aaron Jones and getting a 3 years younger Josh Jacobs, right? If you want to put it in Packers terms, you bought 3 more years of fresh legs. In this case, considerably more years of fresh legs. Does what Windy said, knowing you and I both have a ton of respect for him, I know you love a good analogy, too, and mortgaging your mortgage to buy a sports car to impress the girl. Analogy. Line. I want you to rate the analogy and answer if this reduces any of your enthusiasm before we get ready for Justin Garcia.
No, it doesn't reduce my enthusiasm. I appreciate and love the whole, it paints a great picture. It's fun. But you have to, you swung big and things didn't work. You can't just stand pat. Now, you could make an argument, and Windy is saying, did you need a sports car? And is that sports car that sexy of a sports car? And is that sports car that in that sexy going to attract the gal, a.k.a. Giannis, that you're hoping to keep? Well, if the other report is correct from Shams is that Giannis was recruiting him, the answer is yes for this year. But I always get a kick out. This isn't our money. It's the Bucks ownership's money.
It's true.
I'm more worried about the cap space. And by the way,
agreed.
They've leveraged a bunch. Yeah, what is it called? The lean, the
stretch.
The stretch.
The stretch. You looked it up.
Yeah, I did. I studied it. So I get all that.
I think
you also have to look at it. How much better is Giannis going to make Evan Turner?
Miles Turner.
Evan.
Maybe
Miles
he's going to make Evan Turner better too.
How much better is he going to do that? I don't know. My guess is a lot. So if you can get Miles Turner getting into his prime, or you know he's right there, he's a stretch five. He's a better, younger Brook Lopez. Even if he's not, he isn't an all pro. Well, you know what? You know what great players do? They make good players great. And when you're going to pay him, which Wendy so eloquently put, you're not just paying him the 25, you're actually paying him 50. He better be really good and better fit exactly what you're looking for. Because when we were talking with Evan before this news broke, DeAndre Ayton, I don't care what you say, I've watched him play enough. He's got stone hands. And he ain't gonna, he's not going to be drilling three balls and stuff like that. That's just not where we're at. So here's the deal. He needs to be that guy. And he does need to be an all-star type player and help this team get to the next level, whereas we were not having any of these big opportunities the way it was currently set up with Dame on the roster. So I understand Wendy brings up good points. They're fair. But you're also looking, what were your other options? This was a big swing. And now we'll see if you're going to hit a home run or if it's going to be a strikeout.
All right, we need to talk to our Bucks buddy, Justin Garcia, who is our go-to guy on all matters Bucks. He is scheduled to join us next. Tausch is right, though. This isn't our money. This is the Bucks money that's being spent. But if it's your money, you want to be smart about it. And the smart thing to do is to become an Associated Bank customer. The best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it, whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection, or whether it's Packers, Brewers, or Badgers checking. Associated Bank has it all. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Justin Garcia, our Bucks buddy from the Bucks Radio Network, scheduled to appear next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.